Well, let's pivot to Iowa, as many Democrats running for president are, with less than 3 months until caucuses in this state that leads the nominating process. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg just finished a campaign tour in Iowa yesterday. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on how Buttigieg is drawing sharp contrasts with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's been rising in the state's polls.
A band played while hundreds gathered in the rain at a rally for Pete Buttigieg last Friday in Des Moines. They were there ahead of the Liberty and Justice celebration, a marquee fundraiser for the Iowa Democratic Party where candidates are looking for a breakout moment. Joe Schmidt from West Des Moines was at the rally beforehand. He recently changed from Republican to Democrat. Schmidt says he's leaning towards supporting Buttigieg in the caucuses.
And again, just his approach that he's pragmatic, more centralist, where he's not going too far in one direction, and he's trying to bring people together. That means a lot.
Afterwards, Buttigieg's supporters, who were there from all over the country, marched to the arena.
I-O-W-A, Mayor Pete, all the way.
13,000 Democratic supporters, activists, and campaign organizers attended. Like Buttigieg, a lot of the candidates held their own rallies ahead of the event. Vicky Stout from suburban Des Moines was at Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' rally. Stout says she's trying to decide between Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Buttigieg. She acknowledges the mayor is a different kind of candidate, but he represents the next generation of Democrats.
And I would like somebody that can bring our country's people together, right? Rather than have the divisiveness that we have now with our current administration.
This fundraiser helped propel then-Senator Barack Obama to win the Iowa caucuses in 2008. All of the candidates wanted to have a similar performance. Buttigieg was the first of 13 presidential candidates to speak.
But I also will not tire from the effort to include everyone in this future we are trying to build. Progressives, moderates, and Republicans of conscience who are ready for a change. The time has come.
A New York Times poll out that same day showed Buttigieg surging to third place in Iowa, passing former Vice President Joe Biden and narrowly trailing Senators Sanders and Warren. The poll showed Iowa Democrats prefer a nominee who supports improving the health insurance system rather than replacing it. It also found most Democrats favor someone who would work with Republicans. The next day, Warren spoke just before Buttigieg at a fundraiser in Cedar Rapids. She presented herself as a bold progressive fighter.
We're not going to do this by kind of nibbling around the edges. We're not going to do it by running some vague campaign with a bunch of slogans that have been approved by consultants not to offend anyone.
That speaks to Maddie Chenal. Chenal is a college student, and she'll be participating in her first Iowa caucus in February. She and her dad didn't stick around for Buttigieg. I talked to them as they were leaving.
I feel like Democrats win elections when they have a clear vision of America. And Elizabeth Warren paints that vision of America so clearly. And she's not saying what we can't do, which I feel like some candidates have said. She's saying, like, this is what we can do, and this is what the vision is, this is what the goal is.
This was the second trip here Buttigieg invited the press onto his campaign bus for a several-day rolling on-the-record conversation. Buttigieg was asked to comment on whether Warren could stop fighting in Washington if she were president.
Well, I think when you become president, you have to figure out a way to bring people together. The case I'm making in my campaign is that I'm best positioned to do it.
Buttigieg held several town halls in Iowa counties that voted for President Obama in the 2008 and 2012 general elections and then voted for President Trump in 2016. He drew sizable crowds in small towns like Decorah and Charles City. After one in Waverly, Sonia Carlson said she was inspired by what Buttigieg had to say about working together as a country regardless of your beliefs.
We're moved to tears a little bit because So our 8-year-old really is the one who wanted to come today the most. He, like, thinks Mayor Pete's pretty cool. And he convinced us all today that I think he could really be the right person to get us back towards some community-minded, you know, change and movement.
But the Democratic contenders are all on the hunt for support. Bernie Sanders is looking to gain from his endorsement from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's going to join him for rallies here this weekend. Former Vice President Joe Biden is continuing to campaign here, too. He presents himself as the best bet for beating President Trump in 2020. And a set of new polls from the New York Times and Siena College supports that. For now, Warren and Buttigieg are both enjoying a surge they hope they can ride to a victory on a cold night in early February. For Here and Now, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.